Players are filing in. They have a deadline of midnight to check into training camp. One of them got in here very early today, and he has enough time out of his day, carved out enough time to join us on the line live right now, going into his fourth year as the anchor of that Buffalo Bills secondary. Defensive back Aaron Williams live on the line with us. Aaron, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Hi, thanks for having you guys.
Hey, what do you do on a day and a night like this to get settled in? What kind of stuff do guys do to get ready for camp?
Well, funny that you said that is because I'm at Target right now grabbing some snacks and some supplies for what I need for the locker room.
At Target?
At Target right now.
Okay.
It's really about, you know, you're there. We're there for a while, so it's getting stuff prepared for not only on the field but also off the field. You know, you got to enjoy yourself when you're not worried about being the playbook or watching film. You know, some guys bring their Xbox and try to lay back and have an ease mind, get ready for tomorrow. So little things like that matter.
Yeah, and you guys are here for a while. I mean, it's basically 5 weeks. That's as long in camp as I can remember in a long time, Aaron. Are players talking about that?
Yeah, I mean, of course a lot of guys are talking about it. I mean, we can't control how long we stay. All we can control is how hard we work and, you know, how much better we want to get as a team. And we're only focused on one goal, and that's to get better, have a great chemistry, and get back to the playoffs.
Defensive back Aaron Williams, our guest. We got a few minutes with him here. If you have a comment or a question, give us a ring. 803-0550, the number. Toll free 1-888-550-2550. Aaron, it seems pretty obvious that based on the last couple of months, the new contract you got, the comments that have been made by you and by the coaching staff, and even tonight by Doug Whaley, it seems pretty obvious that the Bills are trying to pass the mantle of leadership over to you during this offseason. They want you to be one of the big leaders on this defense.
Yeah, that's one of the main things they want. We talked about even before, you know, negotiating my contract. They asked me, you know, are you ready to really get into this role of being a leader? They really need somebody to come in. You know, losing guys, a guy like Bird, and I accepted that role, and I was ready for that role last year. And but knowing my personality, I was just sitting back and learning from Fred and Todd Williams. And Bird, even though Bird is a real quiet guy, there's different ways to lead this team. And I've learned that through a lot of guys with different personalities, and it really helped me out to understand, you know, what can I provide for next year.
And it seems like a lot of that comes from Coach Donnie Henderson. Of all the coaches on the staff, Aaron, it seems to me like he gets the attention of the players that he coaches. He has a way of doing that, and sometimes it's not warm and fuzzy, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, but Coach Henderson does a great job of excelling players' performance. And he allows us to do, you know, what we want, but at the same time, he teaches us the right techniques and the right fundamentals of being a better player. You know, he'll get it. He'll go down your throat and yell at you and you know, really get aggressive with you. But at the same time, you got to understand that you got to listen to the message and not the tone. And that's what I tell a lot of these rookie guys, because you know, some guys are not used to the, you know, loud, you know, really hyperactive coach like that. And, you know, after they get used to Donnie for a while, I mean, Donnie, you know, really warms up to you and excels and makes you a better person and a better player. I mean, Coach Henderson does a great job, and he's helped me out a lot since I've been here.
How much will you miss Bird? And you talked about his quiet leadership. He was a big playmaker. But how much do you think the back end of the defense will miss Jairus Bird?
I mean, we'll miss him a lot. I mean, his performance on the field was just unbelievable. I mean, You can check his stats now and see that he was a great deal of our record and how we performed as a defense and the way our overall defense stats were. And, you know, like I said, he was quiet. And, you know, there's certain things you can do to really show your presence without even speaking. Jairus Bird definitely showed that on the field. And the way he prepares for the game is phenomenal. And I don't think people realize how much hard work he puts in for Sundays. And I actually just sat back and grasped a lot of knowledge through that, and it's helped me the past year.
Hey, Aaron, at the end of the mini camps, Coach, your new coordinator, Jim Schwartz, was talking to the media. He was asked a question about you, and he immediately talked about what a big hitter you were in the secondary last year. That's an important role to play in the back end of the defense, isn't it?
I mean, I feel like any time you have an intensity moment like that, that brings the team's momentum up, I feel like it's huge. You know, when you see a guy or one of your players, not only on the defensive side, but, you know, when we see Fred Jackson run over somebody or CJ run over somebody or shake somebody or a receiver catches a one-hander, it builds momentum up. And that's one of the key things of winning games is having that momentum on our side. When you have big plays like that, it really encourages guys to get fired up and get ready to go out there and play. So, you know, big hits are great, and sometimes you got to be, you know, responsible and know when that big hit is. You know, I learned a lot last year. I tried to go through the big hit, and it cost the team 15 yards. So you got to understand and be smart about the big hits. But at the same time, when you know that big hit's coming, it's going to build momentum, and that's what we need.
Well, camp is here, Aaron. I know you're getting excited about that, but did you have enough time in the off season to do what you wanted to do with the horses and everything?
Oh, absolutely. And I had a good time of riding horse with my buddy Shane Hanchy and hanging out with my buddy Tuff Cooper and everybody back home, and got to, you know, cut some rug up a little bit and dance with just country songs and hit a couple concerts. So, you know, the off season was great, but to be honest with you, you know, it was longer than I expected, and it's now time to get back to work, get some pads, and start hitting some people.
All right. We'll look forward to seeing you out here Sunday night. Thanks for coming on with us, interrupting your shopping trip to Target. We'll see you out here this weekend. Thanks, Aaron.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Aaron Williams, Bill's safety, joining us on the line from Target, getting those essentials for his dorm room. I mean, face it, I'm going to probably have to make a stop at Target one of these days. You're going to be here for 5 weeks. You need stuff. I don't know what. You just need stuff.